Oh no. We might cut that out. Nah, we're not cutting that out. We're leaving that in. Welcome back to the Shock Me Please podcast, guys. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I'm here by myself under a blanket just to talk about nonsense. I don't know why I took that deep breath for. That was not necessary. But first of all, if you're new here, hi, just make sure that you subscribe, follow the podcast, rate and review. Like, it helps get this show out to other people. Okay, now, first of all, I need to put y'all on. So, this entire month, okay, scratch that. This entire week, I just got like re-enlightened about this little like dessert, right? I'm so sorry if there's so much noise in the background. It's me fidgeting with this blanket over my head to stop from the like humming noise in the background, but I'm causing more background noise. Okay, so like I was saying, so I all week have been eating nothing but strawberries and whipped cream. Now, I know some of y'all are out there like, yo, I already know about strawberries and whipped cream, so what's the big deal? Let me tell you what the big deal is, Janice. The big deal is I threw cinnamon on top of the whipped cream. Chef kiss.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new dessert. It adds a whole new flavor, a whole new je ne sais quoi, if you will, to strawberries and whipped cream. So literally go cut up some strawberries, put whipped cream on top, and then just throw a bunch of cinnamon on top. It is so good. It's like its own little miniature dessert. It's chef kiss. It's so good. Ugh. So yeah, I just have to put y'all on real quick. Okay, second thing, or is this the third thing? Who cares? At this point, who cares? Bro, I'm just calling this episode Into the Thick of It, and there's going to be nothing to explain that title. So now there is.
Into the thick of it.
Hey.
Into the thick of it.
Damn.
Into the thick of it.
I'm just saying that right now to let y'all know the title's not going to make sense. But for my own personal enjoyment, I'm calling this episode Into the Thick of It.
Hey!
Because it's been all over TikTok, okay? The song has been stuck in my head for like 3 weeks straight. I'm titling this Into the Thick of It. I know so many people are clicking on this like, what the hell is this about? It's about, the title does not explain what this episode's about. I am so sorry. First of all, this episode is not going to be about much because there hasn't been much going on. The wildest thing that happened to us this week, well, I'm saying us because it's like includes me and my roommates, but we went to our friend's 21st birthday party, which was so fun. It was so much fun at the time of my life. It was good vibes. We were all just like partying it up in her apartment. And then at like midnight, we decided to go to the pool and my roommate's boyfriend's brother, my best friend's brother is the one for me. Yay, 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 yay. Punk rock something and he's 6'3". If you're 6 foot and up, hit my line. Anyways. But yeah, so my roommate's boyfriend's brother like found the switch to try to turn on the heat for the hot tub because there was a hot tub and we were trying to get the jets and everything on. But like that door was locked or whatever. Boring. But we did get it to turn on kind of. And so the hot tub heated up. The pool was also nice and warm. Like, of course, it's Texas heat, but oh my gosh, it was hot and humid that day. I specifically remember that. It was so hot and humid. We walked out on her balcony and we were like, damn, girl, we got to go back inside because hell nah. But yeah, so we were in the pool and it was just so nice playing Marco Polo, Sharks and Meadows. I don't really know what that game is. I still can't explain the rules to you to this moment. Like, this party happened Saturday. It's now Thursday. I still can't explain the rules of this game, but I played and I lost and it was fun. So so yeah, that happened. That was like the craziest thing that happened. Oh, T, then there were people at the party talking mess about me and my crew.
You wanna fight on tussle?
Like, calling us party killers and whatever. Like, no, we, my group of people, we are very friendly. We talk to anybody. Like, if you give bad vibes to us or dirty looks to us, like, we'll do it back. Like, we match energies, right? These people just didn't want to talk to us. Like, they, like, they were just kind of giving us funny looks all night. And we were just like, okay, whatever. And the next thing you know, on our way to the pool, one of our friends was like, yo, went back to the apartment. And those girls were full on talking mess. And we were like, how? Why? What did we even do to them and whatnot? So I wish I got to know who exactly was talking mess, low key. I wish I knew. I wish I knew. But I didn't know which exact girl was talking mess or girls. Who knows? But yeah, someone was talking mess about us. Tea. Anyways, but that didn't break our spirits. We're just like, girl, whatever. Like, shoot, we'll fight. We ain't afraid of a fight. I was like, tell me who did it. I want to go confront them. I want to go confront them right now. But yeah, that happened. What else happened? Okay, so y'all probably won't see the picture. I don't know if y'all see the new cover art picture this Saturday or next Saturday. I don't know when I'll put it up. But basically, I today, this Thursday, today Thursday, did an entire photo shoot for new cover art for my podcast. And I'm really excited about it because I feel like the photo shoot just kind of encompasses what this podcast is, which is like being in your bag, getting to your bag, like, you know, doing the most, having the time of your life. But at the same time, there's going to be slip-ups and mishaps and, like, you know, life happens. So, like, distract me from that mess, you know? And that's, like, that just, like, ties in the distract me please name of just, like, distract me from everything around me. Like, please. Like, distract me, please. I just love the name. And so, yeah. There's really not much to say, guys. Like, I wish I had more. Ooh, you know what else we could talk about? So, I love Saweetie. Love her. Like, Saweetie is my spirit animal. Saweetie and Mulatto. I could rap a Mulatto song for you from start to finish. When it comes to Saweetie, I can only do Icy Girl because that's the song that I listen to on repeat. Icy Girl and Pretty Freestyle. Those two, rap them from start to finish. Any song of Mulatto's, I can do it from start to finish because I just, like, adore Mulatto. Because these two rappers are just my spirit animals, like I said, right? And so I have them on Twitter, obviously, because Twitter is like my number one social platform that I like to be on. But other than TikTok, tell me why Saweetie just casually like tweeted being a like to be a celebrity, you have to put your emotional health. Actually, let me actually find the tweet. Damn, my phone is really far away from me and I don't feel like looking it up. And I'm going to just take a bite of my strawberries, whipped cream, and cinnamon sitting right next to me. Brianna, I am so sorry because you're going to edit these mouth noises out. I'm so sorry. I know you hate mouth noises. But my mouth is watering just looking at these strawberries and cream. So I'm going to take a bite. Yep. That's definitely going to be worth the edit later. Love you, Brianna. Love you, future Brianna. Love you, future Brianna. But present Brianna wants some strawberries and whipped cream. That whole bussin'. Anyways, but yeah, my phone's far away from me. But the moral of the tweet was like, being a celebrity just really takes a toll on your mental health. And I just kind of find that, I just find it sad because I don't know any of these celebrities personally. Like, whatever happens in their lives, like, is on them. There's not much I can do because, again, I don't know them personally. And plus, they might not give two flying F's about me, you know? But I do feel bad that, like, as a celebrity, you're not going to be treated like a human being to, like, a majority of the population. Everyone just kind of sees you as, like, this business person who makes all this money. And, of course, you're not going to put all your traumas and stuff or, like, all your hardships and stuff out onto the internet. So people just see you as, like, oh, you're so lucky. You're making all this money. You're so happy. You have the perfect life, perfect job, like, good for you type mess. And no one really cares about you. And even though, like, you have all these fans and stuff, like, you know, people don't care about you. I'm speaking like I actually, like, relate to this, but I just almost find it scary, though. Like, like having a public platform like instantly dehumanizes you. Like you can't mess up and like make mistakes like an average person. Like people are gonna send you death threats. You'll get stalkers if you're rude to like one fan. Like it's over. Like they can easily take to social media, and if they have a video of you being rude to them, like, you know, people are gonna take the fan side, not the celebrity side. And so I don't know. Just seeing that just kind of made me feel for her. And so I wanted to hop on here to talk about that. Like, honestly, that's all I have to say. Like, I just feel so bad for celebrities. Like, the way we just, like, instantly dehumanize them. Like, I know we love to see them as idols and role models and this and that. But at the end of the day, they're human. And as much as we wish, like, oh, celebrities have good hearts, and as long as you're a celebrity, you're going to be a good person. Like, no. They're the same person. They're just like recognized for their work and whatever they do. And that's what makes them a celebrity. But at the end of the day, like if they're a trash person before they became a celebrity, they're going to still have like a trash heart and they're still going to be a trash person. So I don't know. That's kind of all I had to say on that. Like that was that on that. I just really felt moved by her tweet, I guess. I felt horrible for that girl. Ugh. Poor thing. Sweetie, you can hop on the Distract Me Please podcast and just talk about it. Like, girl, I'm here for you if you need a friend or whatever. What else? What else could I talk about? Oh my gosh. How could I forget this topic? This topic literally had me screaming in my bed at like midnight. I know a lot of you just kind of went like, whoa, Brianna, screaming in your bed at midnight? Yes, screaming in my bed into a pillow at midnight because of how excited I was. The Call Her Daddy podcast, I'm a big Call Her Daddy stan. But the Call Her Daddy podcast is moving to Spotify. And now, when I heard this news, I kind of put two and two together because the episode dropped at midnight and I saw because people were tweeting about it, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and so I listened to it around like 1 a.m. because I was watching all the tweets come in from people listening to the show. And suddenly I'm seeing like screenshots and screen recordings of people like downloading Spotify and being like, just for you, Alex. And I was like, bruh, I know that this means that Call Her Daddy is only going to be on Spotify and no other platform. Listen to the episode, and Alex Cooper was just talking about like the business side of podcasting. And I just love the business side of everything. Like, I always want to know the business of like peanut butter, the business of selling cars, the business of selling air conditioning. I love just like deep diving into like the different businesses and different industries and stuff. Like, I actually do that for fun. But I couldn't believe that at first Call Her Daddy was pitched to Harvey Weinstein. Like, she was literally telling, like, in the beginning, God created, anyways. But like, she went from trying to run out of like Harvey Weinstein's right hand man's like arms to Barstool Sports. And I'm going to leave that up to her to tell her story about what happened. I don't want to get too deep onto that because, like, even though she put it out on the internet, like, that's not on me to comment. Like, that was her experience, and y'all should really go listen to it because, like, this is a firsthand account of someone being like, this is what Harvey Weinstein and his people did to me. Like, luckily, it didn't get far, so I'll just, like, let you know, spoiler alert, but I think it's just really interesting that, like, she was almost one of those girls or one of those women who could have easily been a victim. And I feel so, so, so sorry to all the women out there who were victims of Harvey and his crew. But, like, it was just insane to me to literally hear, like, I never heard that part of Call Her Daddy. Like, I never knew that part of the story of Call Her Daddy. And for her to literally be like, yep, this is what happened. And he literally was trying to tell her, like, you're not going to be able to make this podcast see the light of day if you're not working for me, and then to go to Barstool Sports and become the number one podcast in the world. Like, amazing. Okay, I'm saying in the world. First of all, Call Her Daddy's not the number one podcast in the world. Distract Me Please is. This Jack Me Please is the number one podcast in the world. So she's like the second biggest podcaster in the world. Like, who would have thought, you know? And y'all, so I did some Googling because she was talking about how, like, she has all the rights to the call her daddy name, and she got her IP address back, and like one of the biggest podcast deals in history, and how she was mad that people keep putting female in the title. And if it was a man who was making this deal, which she is correct about, if it was a man making that deal, their gender wouldn't even be in the title. Like when Joe Rogan signed his $100 million contract with Spotify, it wasn't highest paid male podcaster. It was highest paid podcaster, $100 million. Like, anyways, all this to say, I did some Googling. This girl signed a $60 million podcast contract with Spotify. Like, I just want to give a round of applause right now to Miss Alex Cooper, because I know she doesn't know me or whatever. She probably doesn't even know about the Distract Me Please podcast.
Not yet.
But to literally, like, I'm just so proud to see, like, women making moves. And not just that, like, a woman having a sex podcast and it being one of the biggest, like, podcasts in the world. Because usually, you know, people want to slut shame women for being open about their sexuality, but instead she like hops on every week and is like, here's all the dirty, sexy things that I do. And she's about to get paid like $60 million for it. So I just love this for her. I love this for the world of podcasting because, whoa, $60 million for a podcast. I call next. I call next. But like, it blew my mind. I was literally screaming listening to the entire podcast episode and all the fun things to come about that. But this is not Alex Cooper's show. So, like, if you want to hear anything else about the details, go listen to her most recent Call Her Daddy podcast, like, Call Her Daddy episode. It is just, wow, mind-blowing. If you're into business, but if you're not into business, then, like, who actually cares? But I'm actually into that stuff. So I listened to all the how I built this podcast, I tried listening to Who Are They? Is that what it's called? Oh no, it's called Who Is and then blank, because it's the only one that I listened to was like Who Is Jeff Bezos. I also realized that I say like a lot in my podcast episodes. Honestly, drinking game, new drinking game. Take a shot for every time that I say like. Specifically, last week's podcast episode, bruh, I said like every like, what the ew? I said like every like, disgusting. I said like every 2-3 seconds in that episode. So take a shot every time I say the word like. You'll be plastered. But yeah, so I'm honestly, that's all I have to say. I've been here in College Station, by the way. Like, I'm currently in College Station for the week because of my friend's 21st birthday. But I don't know if she wants me to put her name out there after I just said we did. Well, oh yeah, it was Amy's birthday. Happy birthday, Amy. I can say your name. I was like, wait, like, did I give any details? Nah, let's just say we're partying hard, folks, okay? But happy birthday, Amy. Here's to 21. I hope you have another fun 21 years. Like, I hope you're, well, I'm gonna force you to listen to this so you can hear your birthday shout out. Love you, Amy. Love you, Thug Nasty. XOXO. Gossip Girl. XOXO. Distract Me, Please. XOXO. Brianna. Love you, Amy. And I hope you enjoy your 21st year of life. Yeah. Oh, I hate the way I say and like every time I say like comes right after it. I hate the way I say and like so many times in all my podcast episodes. I'm trying to dial that back because I feel like every second is just I'm like. It's like, shut the frick up, girl. Shut the frick up. But I just drew a blank. What was I about to say? Girl, what? Oh, I've been in College Station for the past week now. Because of Amy's birthday, like I said, happy birthday, Amy. Happy birthday, Raven. I guess what? But so I've been here and it's just been real chill vibes, guys. Like, I've honestly just been here chilling, like not thinking about anything, not thinking about all my responsibilities to the world in adulthood. It kind of sucks, like, this age that I'm in, because the age that I am, oh, I'm so sorry, Amy. I just said happy 21st birthday, and I'm literally 21, and I'm about to talk about how it's, like, one of the worst years of your life. But everyone keeps saying, like, 21, 22 is, like, the worst years of your life, and then it slowly gets better. But those years instantly become the best years, like, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, and 23. Yeah, those years. Because you just learn so much about yourself. They're kind of like big age milestones because, you know, 16, you can finally drive. 18, you're officially an adult. Like, well, 16 and then 17, you're slowly getting older. Like, you're about to take on more responsibilities. 18, you just turned into an adult. 20, like, you've been raw dogging this adult and you can't figure it out. 21 and 22, you're still like, help, I need help figuring this out. And I'm hopefully by 23, like, I got a grasp on something. But people keep saying, like, yeah, it's like the worst and best years of your life. And I'm not here for this, bruh. I'm not here for this, love, because I've really been struggling. Like, it sucks. And it's not the fact that, like, I don't know how to put it without sounding, you know what, I'm gonna sound like a brat, and I don't care, I'm gonna sound like a brat. But it's like, what, my first 4 years of, Yeah, 3-4 years of adulthood. I've only been doing this for like 3 years now. It's only my third day out here. But 3-4 years now. And it's just, I don't even know how to say it, bruh. Like, it's just really high highs and really low lows at this age because everything is new. This is the first time that I've been this age. This is the first time that, like, I could do a lot, like, drinking. I could buy drinks and stuff legally. But I also am the age where a lot of my friends still can't, like, we can't go out to certain bars with them and stuff because it's 21 and up and they're not 21 and they ID at the door. But I'm also at an age where there's people from my high school and people that I know who are getting, like, pregnant and married and moving out of their house and moving in with, like, fiancés. Some of them are on their second and third kid. Like, it's just a really weird age because it's, like, everyone, I just said, like, five times in that sentence. Disgusting. But everybody is in different stages of their life at this age. And it's not necessarily that I feel lost. But, like, honestly, I'm okay with the path that I'm taking. I'm okay with how my life has turned out. Like, I have no regrets. I love where I'm going. I love where my future is taking me. What's annoying is the fact that I'm so young that older adults have now decided, like, I'm old enough to know better until it's about opinions that they feel so strongly in their heart, then suddenly I don't know anything. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, people my age, that probably makes sense. People who are not my age, like, I'm gonna try to explain this and, like, break this down for you. But basically, like, just having adults being like, I can't believe I just said like again. Just having adults, like, telling me, ew, can I get through this sentence without saying like? Just having adults telling me, oh, you want to be this, then you have to do it like this. Well, you need to get a job here and you need to do this. You need to talk to this person. And the thing is, it would be one thing if these people were, like, helping me out in the career that I actually want to go down. But in reality, no, they're not. They're just, like, putting their opinions and what they've experienced in life and they're trying to make it fit my story. But when I'm telling them, like, that doesn't fit my story, that doesn't fit my path, that doesn't fit where I need to be in life, suddenly I'm the problem. Suddenly I'm the spoiled brat who thinks I know everything and I don't want to listen to other people's opinions and other people's, like, advice. And that's not true. It's just I realize that the best advice is going to come from within myself. Even though I'm young and dumb, as people want to put it, and young and naive, and I know I have so much learning to do, it just gets really annoying that it's like, I have to learn to trust myself. I have to learn to trust my inner voice, because when I'm 40, 50, 60, there's not going to be a guiding voice. And honestly, by the time I'm 40, 50, 60, I want to think about that. So we're going to pretend like my mom lives forever and ever and I will die before my mother. I don't even want to think of it. It's literally like once my mom's gone, I'm an orphan and I don't want to think about that, okay? Oh, by the way, Father's Day is coming up tomorrow, y'all. Shout out to all the people without fathers who don't have to celebrate Father's Day. One less holiday to worry about. But I'm honestly, I'm good, guys. I'm good. I promise, I'm good. It's just one less holiday to celebrate. But yeah, like it just gets so frustrating because I'm like, I have to learn how to trust my own inner voice because I'm not always going to have people around to like give me advice. Like sooner or later, I'm going to get to an age where people are going to be like, you don't need advice unless like I'm 50 and I'm talking to an 8-year-old and they might feel like I need advice. But for the most part, I need to learn how to trust my own inner voice and trust that I know what I'm doing for my own life and trust that everything I'm doing is benefiting me. And people don't see it like that. Like when I tell adults, like, oh, I just said like twice. I'm getting so annoyed at myself as I'm trying so hard to work on it. Okay, I need to be softer on myself. This is day one of trying not to say like too much. I think I also say like throughout my daily conversations. But like I was saying, this is going to take a lot more work than I thought. I know I don't explain anything correctly in this podcast. I know I don't. I'm trying to explain things more thoroughly. I always get ahead of myself. But basically, I'm just tired of adults trying to direct me down different paths in life when I like the path that I'm walking. And it's not because it's in my comfort zone and it's like, I feel like it feels easier to me or whatever. It's literally because this is the path that I want to go down because it's the path that will lead me to the future that I see myself in. And I understand it's like a crazy radical path or whatever, but it's my life and I can do whatever the hell I want. And I'm just specifically over older people telling me what I can and cannot do. It's annoying. And so if anyone like genuinely DM me, you can find my socials link in the show notes. DM me if you have an actual like fun, catty slash sassy response for this question, or if you have just like a respectful response. I don't care. I want all the responses. But what do you do when someone asks you, hey, what's your major? And I want to cut the questions there because I'm tired of talking about school. For the past few years of my life that I've been in college, okay, for the past 3 years that I've been in college, it's so like at first, when I first started school, just being like, oh, what's your major? Oh, it's this, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, it was very new in my life. It is what it is. But now that's all people want to ask me about. And it's annoying because in reality, it's not even like, oh, they just met me. They just found out I'm a college student and they're asking. No, it's like the same people over and over. Every time they see me, they don't know what to talk about when it comes to me. And it's just, so how many years until you finish school? Where are you going to be when you finish school? Oh, what are you going to do with that? Oh, you're majoring with that degree? Why would you do that? And so then it just becomes like a rabbit hole of questioning who I am and what I want to be in the future. And if people don't see eye to eye with the plan that I'm creating, then it comes with opinions of, you shouldn't do that. You're not going to make it very far in that. Are you sure you want to take that route? Oh, I mean, you're better than me. Like, it's stuff like that that gets frustrating. And so from now on, I'm like, I don't want to allow anybody to ask me, what's your major? When do you graduate? What do you want to become after you graduate? What are you doing with your degree? I don't want those questions anymore. Like, it was cute when I was a freshman and it was like my first year of college. Very exciting, big steps. But now it's overplayed. Everybody asks me the same question. And even now when people are like, so when do you graduate? I'm like, when my degree is done. Like, that's the only response that I can come up with. But now, like, I am more than my school and my degree and my future. Like, at the end of the day, I am a human being. And let's be honest, just because I have this plan right now doesn't mean that's how it's going to turn out. And y'all don't need to know my business like that. Like, it's my career. It's what I want to do. It's what's going to make me happy. And I just, it just pisses me off when I'm finally like in a place where I feel very happy and optimistic about my future because it's something that I finally want to do. Like, it's something that I'm finally passionate about. It's something that gets me excited. It's the reason why I hop out of bed excited every morning. And for people to question me just to give me their opinions. Like, I don't care about what you have to say. It's my life. And if it bothers you that much, then you go do what you want me to apparently do. If I figure out a response of my own, I'll let y'all know. But for real, send me your responses. Send me what you think is the best response to those, because it's not fun anymore. Like I said, it was cute freshman year, but now that I'm literally a junior in college, it's not cute anymore. I'm tired of the...
Yeah.
I also realized podcasting by myself, it makes it really easy for me to just go in circles about what I talk about, because that's kind of how I talk in my head, where it could be like I'm just re-saying the same statements over and over and over. But on a podcast, it's like, move it along, girl, pick it up. Like, sometimes when I'm editing this, I'm literally like, Brianna, come on, get to the point. We don't care anymore. Like, I know it's a podcast where I come on here to rant and ramble, but sometimes I'm even like, girl, shut up. Like, just shut up. Like, just shut. Anyways, but I'm gonna end this episode here since there was not much to talk about. It was just like a cute little update episode, which is why we're calling it Into the Thick of It. Into the Thick of It. Come on, y'all, sing it with me. Into the Thick of It. Ugh. We're tramping through the woods. On and on we push.
Into the thick of it.
But we can't see where we're going. Yeah, I actually have absolutely no idea if I'm going to keep that in or not. Or if I said the lyrics right, but we do not care. Do not care to look it up. This is literally all I had to talk about. I have 3 items written down to talk about on today's episode. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Tune in next Saturday for a new episode, hopefully with much more fun content. You're probably still going to listen to me just ramble, but at the end of the day, you had a good time. You can't even complain. You know you enjoyed this podcast. So go ahead. Give me a thumbs up. Rate this episode 5 stars. Rate this podcast 5 stars. Leave a positive review to let everybody know how much you enjoyed this podcast. And also, you're beautiful. No one's told you yet. You're a baddie. Ooh, you're so handsome. You're such a cutie. Ooh, work it, work it. Give me a pose. Now give me a smile. Bigger. Big, come on. I actually want to see you smile. Let me see that smile. Perfect. Ooh, you look so fine. Anyways, y'all, enjoy your day. Go follow me on the socials. Link in the show notes. And have a beautiful, magical, wonderful day.